So we are in the newbie bloggers, how to create and monetize your blog post. And so today, this is our second Monday talking about customizing. And the first Monday, we talked about having a heart-centered story as we were customizing our blogs. And today, I want to talk about customizing your blogs with your links. And how easy it is to put links into your blog post. And so I want to, and I don't have a mouse on this computer, so I have to come down here and find my share screen. So bear with me if you see my finger in the way. Oh, and of course it's gonna cover up my links at the top. Doggone it. All right. I somehow have to make that smaller. There we go. So the first one, if you can see my screen, and let me get rid of my little pop-up there. The first one is actually my website. Can everybody see that?
Yeah.
So when you see at the top, and again, I haven't actually paid to get rid of the Vista print in my URL. So you can see at the top where it says kathybinner.vistaprintdigital.com. But when folks just put in kathybinner.com, it comes up. So I advertise kathybinner.com all over the place. But if you're going to put the link actually in your blog post where you want to link back to your website, you're just going to copy and paste the URL. However that URL comes up, you're going to copy and paste that right into your blog. And then on the blog, whatever platform you're on, and I know, Debbie, you're on HostGator, and I'm on HostGator. And Ruth, I'm thinking you're on WordPress. Am I correct?
Probably. I need some help getting it finalized. I got it about halfway there, and then I got stuck. So I'm going to have to get some help to finish it.
Well, when you, first of all, whatever platform you're on, you have to have a blog plugin to do your blogs. And on WordPress, you can go over and find a blog plugin and whatever theme and all of that. And then you drop it over into your website and then you can start blogging. And for myself and Debbie, we're on HostGator. HostGator already built the blog. It already has the blogging plugin. So all we have to do is just start blogging. But then wherever you type, whether you're typing an email or whether you're typing a blog post or whether you're wherever you're typing, there should be, it's the bar that comes up where you can bold or italicize or change the font. There's going to be a little link symbol there. And so what you do is you highlight the sentence that you want to put your link under, and then you go up and click that little link symbol, and then that's where you drop the URL. So if I write something and say, like, visit my website, I can actually hyperlink the sentence, visit my website, with my website URL. And so that's how you do that inside your blog post. And if you have an affiliate link, for example, over on Amazon or wherever you have an affiliate, I have an affiliate with Carrie. All of us on this call knows who Carrie is. I have an affiliate link with Carrie for AAE, excuse me. And so whenever I talk about getting published, what I do is I can take that sentence and I can say, you know, I have a coach and friend who has a publishing company. And underneath that sentence, I can hyperlink my affiliate to AAE. So if somebody clicks on that link, it goes straight into the AAE webinar that talks about getting published. And so that's how I can monetize my blog and customize it with my links. And so the first one that I use all the time, of course, is this, my website one. The second one, and this is one that I put out there tons of times today, is, and this is my calendar, Ruth. So here's how busy I am. Can everyone see that? The calendar? Yes. And so what I did is I went into my Google calendars, and if you've not used, is everybody using Google Calendar or using a different calendar? Google? No. Yes. Mm-hmm. Google Calendar is it's the bomb. It's the sweet spot because you can make as many calendars as you want. And over on the left column, when you're actually in there where you're creating calendars, you can create as many as you want. You can name them anything you want, and then you can click them on to overlap each other. So on my regular day-to-day calendar, I overlap it with this Simply Start calendar. That way, all of my events come up right on my regular calendar. But when I want to share this calendar over in my website, I don't want my dentist appointment to show up over in my website. So I just share, and you can see the URL at the top, the vistadigital.com Simply Start calendar of events. So once I embed just my meetups over into my website, all I have to do now is just share the URL of that page of my website. And so that way no one gets my dentist appointment or my kids' ball games. They just get my meetups. And so what I'm saying is my meetups are on a separate calendar from all my personal stuff. Does that make sense? And so anyhow, once you're here, then I, because it's an actual Google Calendar and it's interactive, and Sherry taught me this, you can open up any one of these events and save it to your Google Calendar. But if you hit the little plus button there at the bottom where it says Google Calendar, it'll share all of those events over onto your Google Calendar. And Sherry taught me that. So thank you, Sherry. Anyway, you can see we're on the 28th there, and you can see my three meetups, and we're on the 12 noon one. And so I don't have one again until 6 o'clock tonight. Yes, Debbie.
Would you back up a second and review how you said, if there's a link on your calendar, what do we do in order to copy it onto mine without doing the plus at the bottom?
Okay, you open up the event, and let's see if I can see, here it is. And so I opened up the 12 noon, and right there, seeing the little blue copy to my calendar.
Oh, cool. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So anyway, that's what it looks like. So today, this week, I have four events. I have three today and that one on Friday. So you can see that's my entire work week right there as far as the masterminds. And so now when I'm blogging, if I'm blogging and it happens to be a topic that I have a mastermind on, then what I want to do is I want to hyperlink either the entire page of the calendar so that my whole calendar goes over into my blog. Or let's say I'm blogging about Clubhouse, I could just do this one, which is just the Freestyle Living Tribe on Clubhouse. And I could just copy just the link to that particular event over there. So you see how you can hyperlink and customize your blog post to monetize it. Because again, all of my free meetups that I'm doing, and one of the things that I did on this calendar, which you can see, is when I named my events, I named some of them free, and I see the first word, and I named some of them paid. You see that? Mm-hmm. And that is, so if I'm going to advertise all of my free events, that's the top of my funnel. So I want to talk about my free events every chance I get, because that's where folks get to know, like, and trust me. So as you gals are building a tribe, you want to have something out there for free, and you want to be able to link it in everything you're talking about. You want to be able to link it on your email. I have it. I have my links on. If any of you have received an email from me personally, from my SBC Global, you'll notice at the bottom in my signature space is I have all my links. And so the other one that I didn't pull up on here is Calendly. Does everybody have a Calendly? Okay.
No.
Now, no. Calendly is free, depending on what level you do. And it's a great way when you start to get busy. For folks to connect with you so that you're not crazy all over the place. Because I'll have people all the time, and this is I have to back up and say this. You have to set the stage and you have to build your business with all of the great foundation pieces before you get crazy busy. Because once you get crazy busy, you're thinking, I can't do this. It's too much. Like Ruth said, I wouldn't want to have Kathy's schedule. Well, the reason that my schedule works for me is because I use my Calendly link. And anybody that says, Kathy, can we chat? I go, let me send you a link to connect with me. And I send them my Calendly. And what it does is it puts them on my calendar when I am available to talk to them. And so instead of me saying, yeah, call me sometime. And of course, you know, they call me and I'm in the middle of a Zoom call, or they call me and I'm at an event, or they call me and I'm, you know, I'm with the grandkids. And then I have to either tell them I can't talk right now, or can you call me later, and you're playing phone tag. And so by using the Calendly, I just go, yeah, I'll send you a link. And then you, and see, it does two things. Number one is I ask them for their email. So now I've got their email. And number two, then I email them out that Calendly link that they can connect through on, and it puts them at a place where I can talk. So for me, because again, I'm running the bed and breakfast in the mornings. And so oftentimes in the mornings, I have guests checking out and then I want to get my rooms flipped. Well, I don't want to do a big phone call, you know, at noon or at one, because I've got guests coming at three and I've got to get these rooms ready. If I've had a big checkout, I have to give myself some time. And so I have a Calendly call. I've set it up right in my Calendly that folks can connect with me at 4:30 Monday through Friday. So they can connect from 4:30 to 5 o'clock. Because then at 5 o'clock, I want my day to be over. See, I'm trying to get my work day to stay within my work day. And so the only time that I work after 5 o'clock is if I'm doing one of my meetups that my audience is still working. And that's the only time they can connect is after five. So you'll see tonight I'm doing Fit as a Fiddle there on my calendar. And that is the fitness one. And it's a podcast like Debbie does on Fireside Chat with Debbie. But it's all about being healthy and fitness. And so Rita is my co-mod on that particular channel. And she and I interview somebody different every month. And you'll see back on the 22nd there, I had the ins and outs of opening a bed and breakfast, because a lot of those newbies are working jobs, full-time jobs, and they're wanting to just tap in and hear. So that's a webinar, kind of like a masterclass. And then when you back up again, clear back to the 8th, that one is the Ohio Writers Guild. And we had a chat about that at Sally's wedding yesterday. That was a group that was given to me, the Ohio Writers Guild. The gentleman was retiring and he wanted me to take that group over. And one of the commitments is that I would do it at 6:30 on the second Tuesday of every month, because he had worked really hard to get that spot. And so I'm kind of tied into that spot, which is okay, because a lot of those folks are also working. And I'm getting ready to invite a co-mod to come on with me to be the co-moderator of the Ohio Writers Guild. And it's actually a gentleman out of Missouri. He's not even in Ohio. But anyhow, so we've been chatting about him being my co-mod. And then, of course, the Happy House Hunters there on Tuesday. So I save Tuesday evenings for those free events. You can see that. And then, of course, this Fit as a Fiddle ended up on the Monday evening, which was, I think we did that because of Rita's schedule. So anyway, you can see how there is kind of a rhyme and reason to my events and how I put them in there. But as you're blogging, start monetizing and getting folks to start tapping into some of your free stuff. And because that's how you're going to grow your tribe. Debbie, did you have a question?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm really into what you're doing today. I pulled up your last email. And where did you say you have your link to your Calendly?
Well, now if I send out a personal email, it comes from Kathy Benner at sbcglobal.net. That's my personal email address. And there is where I have all of my personal links to connect with me and all of that. Once a week, I send out an email through the Academy just to remind everybody of the upcoming events.
Okay.
And there I have two links. I have just the link to my calendar and a link to my link tree.
And which ones would that be?
The link tree, you mean? Or
yes.
Well, that's what I want to show you next. And so,
Okay. But so the one I'm looking at is the one that's coming out from your, what'd you say? Your, yeah.
Yeah, if I send
Academy.
If you and I are just personally emailing each other, it's going to come out from Kathy Benner at SBC Global. And that's where I have my Calendly link. Because that way, if I'm talking to an investor, or if I'm talking even to a lender, or if I'm just doing personal business, talking to some county auditor site, if I'm talking to anybody and they go, oh, send me an email with that information, everyone gets kind of my little advertisement. That's how I customize my emails. So everyone gets my links. I just put it in my signature line at the bottom of my email. But then once a week, I actually go into Teachable and I just send out a reminder of all of the events the upcoming week. It's just a once a week reminder of all of my free meetups. And I do my Simply Start calendar, which I just showed you. And then I do this link tree, which is what you see now on the screen. And the link tree, if you tap that very first one where it says talk to Kathy, you'll get my Calendly link. And so it's included there on my link tree. So just to show you, my link tree is a beautiful thing. Sherry, yes.
Did you know that Calendly has a Chrome extension? And if you have that Chrome extension attached to like Gmail, your Gmail, all you have to do is then click on the Calendly logo that's in your footer of your Gmail, and it will pull up your links automatically. So you don't even have to leave Google to go find the link and come back. You just then click the link and it'll automatically put it in your Gmail. You can also do that in LinkedIn in the Messenger feature. I don't know if you can do it in Facebook Messenger yet. I have to find that.
Yeah, but also in my Calendly, anytime somebody does book on my Calendly, it automatically puts it on my Google Calendar.
Yes. Yes, that it does too.
And so I don't have to chase it. So as soon as I pull up my, and that's why I laugh all the time. I go, this is me without a brain and this is me with a brain, my phone, because every time I just open up my calendar, even on my phone, it tells me all of my free meetups, all of my paid meetups, all of my dentist appointments, all of the ball games with my kids, and all of my Calendly appointments. It automatically puts it right on my calendar.
And you can make it all nice and color-coded.
Yes. And all of my complimentary 30-minute Connect strategy session, which you see here, all of those come up a different color. They all come up this really bright blue on my calendar. And that way it jumps out at me that that is a coaching call that I need to be available for. So this week, I just from me talking on Clubhouse and doing these free meetups, I have every single 4:30 this week booked. Someone, and I've got people that I don't know that are just, they want to have a strategy session with me. So it's working. And again, that's kind of at the top of the funnel. You know, come to one of the free meetups, have a chat with me. That's what the whole top of the funnel is when we're talking about building a better business. You have to have a way for folks to start to connect with you. And if you don't have a way for them to connect with you, they're not going to get to know, like, and trust you and to even be around long enough to hear your message. So anyway, I want to show you the link tree. So this is my link tree. I'm doing a free version. I can add as many links as I want. And so the first one there is my Calendly link. And then I have to donate or apply for the Stephanie Milo Jenkins Initiative, because we're right in the middle of our fundraising and application taking for that particular nonprofit. So that's why, now I can change my link tree at any time. So that's why that one is kind of to the top. And then join an event. If you click on that event tab, it's going to take you right back to my calendar. It's going to take you right back to my calendar page in my website that has all of my events. Okay. So that's an easy way to put that on there. And then learn more about Kathy. You can go to the website. You can go to the academy. You can do a one-on-one coaching. You can see things about our free trip. You can get my ebook. You can see my press media kit. You can visit my podcast. You can visit my blog. And then at the bottom is be a speaker or need a speaker. And that's our speakers cabinet. And the first one is the application to join. And the second link is just a list of all of the speakers that have already joined. So that link tree is a beautiful thing. Now, I went out and signed up for an app called Popple, P-O-P-L. And Sherry, I'm going to jump over to you in just a minute. I signed up for an app called Popple. And it's where I could put my website and my phone number and my all of that stuff. So it's like a virtual electronic business card. And so when you meet someone, you can just text them or email them your Popple link, and it's got all your contact information.
How did you spell Popple?
It's P-O-P-L. But you know what I discovered? I discovered I like the link tree better. And so on the link tree, once you set up a link tree, it also gives you a QR code. Everybody knows what a QR code is, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It gives you a QR code to your link tree. And so I simply took a picture of that. And so now all I have to do is have somebody scan their phone over my phone, and my link tree automatically opens on their phone. Mm. And so when I meet and somebody goes, oh, do you have a card on you? I go, oh, get out your phone. And we just put our phones together and they can scan my QR code. And all of a sudden they've got my entire link tree. And this is what they see about me. See, so it starts off with talk to Kathy, donate or apply to the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative, join an event, learn more about Kathy, all the ways they can do that, or be a speaker, need a speaker. So that's the information they get. And of course, for you gals that know Wendy, know that I'm in the middle of her co-author book project. And so I will be adding my book link on there once we get published. So,
and you said you could get the QR code on Popple?
Well, you can get a QR code on Popple, but I've discovered that I like my link tree better. So, than the Popple. So what I did is I changed out my Popple QR code for my link tree QR code. And that's when you set it up, either one. If you're in the spot in the program where you're setting up your information, one of the things it gives you, and it says, do you want to share this? And if you say yes, it'll say, here's a link you can share, or here's a QR code you can share.
Okay. Thank you.
And so I actually like I changed my phone out to the link tree instead of the Popple. I like Popple, don't get me wrong, but I'm liking the link tree, I think, better. It's a great virtual business card. And I could, which I haven't, but I could come down here at the bottom and see, I've got the Facebook and the email connected. I could add Instagram and a whole row of ways to connect with me at the bottom on social media as well, which is one of the features that the Popple has, but the Linktree has it as well. So between the two, I like Linktree because I can add as many links as I want for free. And on Popple, you only get, I don't know, 6 or 8, and then you have to pay to add more. And it's not as easy to change out to make it a different heading. You know, like it's hard to put your ebook on there or a published book on there, or in my case, this Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative on there. It's kind of like prefab graphics. You get to put Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, your website, your phone number. So Popple is kind of more restrictive because it gives you certain graphics you can use, whereas on the link tree, I can make it anything I want. Does that make sense? Sherry, what were your comments?
One, I don't exactly remember what they were, but
I have
Haystack, which is another virtual business card. I don't use Linktree. I have a space on my website that I basically lay things out, but you're making me think that I need to maybe create that in a different form. I just have to show Michael yours so that I can see that. Can you page down on your link tree to the bottom?
Sure.
That was my question. The listings. Is there an individual link for that? If we click on that, is there a link that we could use to share that from your, because you have the listings, but since I'm already a speaker, is there a way to share that particular link?
Yes.
In my stuff?
Yes. So, you can get to it two different ways. You can either come to my link tree and click on it. And once it opens, use the URL that comes up when it opens. Or you can go right to my website. Most of my stuff, I'm sending it back to my website.
Okay.
But when you give somebody your website, number one, they're usually not going to stay in there and scroll around as much as you'd like them to. And number two, it almost feels kind of salesy. Like if somebody says, oh, how can I connect with you? Well, let me give you my website. And they're kind of like, yeah, because most of the time we make our websites kind of like our sales pages, you know, because we're wanting people to buy something. That's why we're sending them to our website. So the link tree is more of a business card, but when they click on listings where they need a speaker, it takes them back to my website page where all of those speakers are listed. So you could go straight to my website, kathybenner.com, and just go to the speakers page and use that URL, or you can open it up here and get the URL. So I'm just sending it back to, you know, to my website. See, here's the one I clicked on, the one about, you know, doing the application. So, you know, connect with our heart-centered community, who should join. Then there's a professional, expert, and master levels. And then you can click through and join those. Okay. And then here, you should browse all of our speakers. So here, browse our speakers, coaches, and authors. And so when you click on that one, there is all of our speakers, coaches, and authors that are already in the bureau. And so you're here. There's Rita for tonight. Here is Jessica. There's Nicole. There's Sherry. I love that picture of you, by the way.
I was advised to stop using it.
Why?
Because I'm not looking at the camera.
I love it.
I like it too, but.
Yes, I love it.
It shows you being natural.
Yes. And then there's Anthony, and then there's Teresa, and Christy, and Elia, and there's Debbie, and Adam, and Elliot. This is the gentleman that I'm working with to work with me on the Ohio Writers Guild. There's Ruth, and there's Lawrence, and there's Sally, and Mason, and then a little thing on what our customers are saying. So that's who is in the Speakers Bureau so far. So once I get 20, which I'm getting close, then my plan is to have a whole separate Facebook page with the speakers on it that we can start promoting out across social media. Yes, Debbie.
Kathy, at the very near the end of your listing of speakers, who is the young girl that's holding the book?
This one?
Okay.
Jessica Butler?
Yes. That looks like a good book.
It's a fictional book. She is the sweetest thing, Jessica. Anyhow, this was her first book, and so she is so proud to be an author, and we interviewed her on the Ohio Writers Guild.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, sweet pair.
Hey, while you're there, just to take a copy your link and put it in the chat box.
What, on this one?
Yeah, copy your link and put it in the chat box.
Yeah, my problem is I don't have a mouse on this computer. So I have to do it with a finger. So
never mind.
Yeah, I'm seeing if it'll. Nope, it just copied the word speaker. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Not a problem.
Yep. Sorry about that.
No, I understand.
Again, But again, just KathyBinner.com and go. There's a tab for the speakers.
Yeah, I'll find it. It's just one of those things I'm going to put on my to-do list.
Yep. So anyway, get back out of some of this stuff. All right. So any questions so far? Yes, go ahead, Ruth. Oh, you're on mute. You're on mute.
Isn't that frustrating?
I know, I do that too. Okay, now we can hear
Usually it gives me a message, but I don't remember seeing one on that. I don't have a Linktree yet, but I want to put another plug-in for one. And that is, like, if you have a Clubhouse room, you can post it up at the top. There's all kinds of places that you could post that Linktree up there. So you can put several links in it without it being in your face.
And it's easy to change them out. It's very easy to change your Linktree out. If you just, let's say that you're going in, let's say that I'm going into a room of nothing but real estate investors. Well, they may not even weed all the way through that whole Linktree. I could go in and just put my Happy House Hunters link in there. I could put just a couple of links, just the Happy House Hunters free meetup, the Happy House Hunters mastermind, and maybe the Happy House Hunters our in-person meet and greet that we do every month. And then we have a boots on the ground. So I could like change my whole Linktree out at the click of a button and just put the four Happy House Hunter links if I'm in a real estate group. And then I can just say, here's how to connect with me. And it gives them everything they want. Exactly what they want is just connections to the Happy House Hunters events. If I'm off to a blogging convention, I could just put my free bloggers group and the mastermind bloggers in there, and maybe the one for them to connect with me on Calendly, and I could just advertise that on Linktree. So that's what I like about it too, Ruth, is that you can tailor make it very easy for whatever group you're going, whoever your audience is.
I need to work on that. I need to create mine. That's one of my to-do things.
Did you know that in each person that is in Clubhouse that's in your room, if you click or tap on their picture and it goes to their description, their LinkedIn or Linktree is in their description too.
Well, if they have a Linktree, some of them don't, but Clubhouse connects very effortless between Clubhouse and Instagram. And so, because there's an Instagram link there. And so that's probably the easiest way to reach folks in Clubhouse is through their Instagram, because it automatically takes you right into their Instagram account.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just put two links in the chat. So if you want to take Clubhouse and make it even more powerful, I suggest that you add the Owl app to your life. You can tell it when you are available. So you can be available for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour and a half, whatever. It doesn't matter. So you go into the app and you let the app know that you're available, and then you just close the app. And then you have to make sure that your phone is not on silent for that time. You have to make sure, because when it rings, you have 15 seconds to answer the phone. You can only call people that are available. And right now the app is really small. It's like when Clubhouse just started coming out.
Interesting.
Okay. And you get paid to make, to receive phone calls. Right now, all phone calls are $1. When they release the beta stage, then you'll be able to set your own price. But all calls right now are $1. And you can extend, you get, and you can set it up for 10 minute calls or 20 minute calls. And then if you want an extension while you're on the call, you pay extension fees.
Interesting. So you can actually make it when you're on Clubhouse that you're available to take a phone call.
No, not while you're on Clubhouse. Once you get off Clubhouse.
Okay.
If you've been talking to somebody on there and they are going, "Ooh, I really want to learn more from you, and I want to do it in a phone call." You don't share phone numbers. You can make that phone call, and it's not a Zoom link, so you don't have to be live. So you can be in your PJs and be on Owl. And they'll pay you $1 for the phone call at this moment when the fees go to regular rate. Right now, there's three of us on there that are teachers. That's okay. It. There's a couple psychologists on there, but I have just become an ambassador, and I forgot to put my code. So if you do use one of those apps, I'm going to ask you to use my code.
So Sherry
that says that I invited you. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's C-0707.
Now, when I upload this into the Academy, into our replays, I will put this information in there.
Thank you.
Can you, can you do the link again and include your code?
I did it. It's right there. It's in the chat.
Well, I know, but I'd have to remember it.
Well, I'm gonna put it in. Take a screen print.
I know, but
save the chat.
I was just thinking that if you could make it easy for us and put your code at the end of your link, and that's not how that one works.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I tried because it's on the phone and I am on Zoom on my desktop. I couldn't do that because I don't have your phone number. You're the only one that I can't. Debbie, I could send a link to you, but I don't know if you have, I could send it to you and I could send it to Kathy. I already did send it, but I don't know your phone number, Ruth. So I couldn't send it to you. If you're willing to share your phone number with me, I can send you a referral code right out of my phone. But I tried to get it, the thing that I sent Kathy, onto my desktop, and it would not let me do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I'll put all of this in the replay when I upload the replay. Yeah. I'll put it over.
And I think that first zero is supposed the C O. I think it's supposed to be an O and not a zero. The way it's looking on the app, I'm seeing it now. It's more of a wide zero.
Those are so hard to tell sometimes. The O's and the zeros. Yes.
I think it's C-O-707-647.
Can you retype it in, put it in there?
Anyway, we'll explore that. We'll explore that and see if that works for us. Again, because I'm not sure when I would be available, I might still choose to use my Calendly, only because it steers folks that want to talk to me via phone and Zoom to that 4:30 time.
Right. And there's the people that are on Al right now, there is like maybe 200 people. So the people that are on there are very minimal, but some of the people that I have connected with, I'm going, where in the world, how could I have even connected with them? Like the pot, like right beforehand, I happened to be on Clubhouse. And then one of the people that was on Clubhouse opened up their Owl that they were active. I called her on the phone. I spoke to the podcast host for PodFest podcast for 10 minutes. And she we had some connections that she was able to make for me. Not that I'll be able to necessarily use them, but I asked her a question about her local area because the speakers conference is going to be down where she lives. So I'm going, can I see her in person? So that was part of why I was going there.
Sherry, are you part of the same conference that Ruth is?
That's where I'm going. She just signed up.
She just signed up to attend.
Okay. So how do you attend? Because if I could do this, I'm going to squeeze a trip down there at that time.
Hold on a second. It's coming in the chat now because I still had the screen up.
Good deal.
That's it.
But I can come and just be a guest.
Yes, that's what I am, just a guest. And Sherry is a guest. Ruth is going to be on stage.
Cool.
So we're going to stand up and do cartwheels when Ruth comes on.
Oh, that would be so fun if the three of us were there to cheer her on.
Ruth, are you feeling the pressure yet?
No, I'm feeling the love.
And we talked about getting an Airbnb and everybody staying at the same place.
Oh, how cool.
But we're waiting to find out where the actual conference or symposium is actually going to be held. I don't know that they've nailed that down exactly, because again, see, Wendy's in the same boat we're in. She's waiting to see how many people sign up, so she even knows what size of a room and all of that to even get. And so right now we're just committing that we're coming to South Florida for June 25. And then as that information comes out to us, we'll narrow down where we want to get. So I got my flight, I've got my car, I've got the date. So now it's just a matter of waiting to see where it all is.
Where are you coming into? What do we all need cars is my question.
We're flying into Sarasota earlier in the month, and then we're driving over. We've got a van, okay. But our seats, we keep our seats totally folded down because we take our bikes with us in the back.
So you're not flying into West Palm Beach then?
No. The West Palm Beach, Miami airport, I priced it and it was like four times the price as to flying into Sarasota. And so we decided to just continue to fly into Sarasota early. So we're going to be there for like a week before the event. And then that Friday we'll drive over, stay over Friday night, go to the event on Saturday, stay over Saturday night, and then drive back to Sarasota on Sunday.
So Debbie, since you and I don't have flights yet, I don't know about you, Ruth, Fort Lauderdale is just south of that. And I think that they're a little bit cheaper than where you said. So That's another thing to think about is flying into Fort Lauderdale.
We fly Allegiant and Allegiant only flies into one spot over there. And they were more expensive than Sarasota. And since we wanted to be in Sarasota anyway, before and after, we're just going to drive across. It's a 3-hour drive for us to drive across.
Okay.
So we're just going to drive across.
The conference is in Miami, did you say?
It's in that area. We don't know exactly.
It says West Palm Beach on the website.
Yes, it's going to be West Palm Beach. It won't be Miami, but it'll be West Palm Beach. I do know that much.
Okay. Huh.
So when we get when we get a little closer though, we'll know. But again, see, this is all about freestyle living, which is what my whole message is. Isn't it fun that we all have the ability to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were punching a time clock, we'd say, we can't go. We got to work.
Yeah.
I don't want to use my vacation, you know, all those things.
Yep. Absolutely.
This is exciting.
Debbie's enjoying this call today.
So anyway, the whole moral of the story today is customizing your blog to get folks to start to connect with you. Nothing happens. I remember this back in the days when I first got into sales. And one of the things that they told us is nothing happens till you sell something. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens until you sell something. Mm-hmm. So you got to sell something. And in order to sell something, people have to get to know, like, and trust you. And so you got to take it from what your end result you want to make that sale. And now you have to work backwards. And so to get people to know, like, and trust you, you have to put yourself out there. And to put yourself out there, you have to start blogging and podcasting and having a Calendly link or having a link tree or having ways that folks can connect with you or call you, even, you know, like with the app that Sherry was talking about. You have to start putting yourself out there so that folks can start finding you and connecting with you. And that's why when we talk about, again, same topic, but yet different on build a better business, that's why you have to have clarity on what your message is. What is your overarching message? So that no matter where you enter the conversation, you're going to always talk about your overarching message. And so my overarching message is to be healthy enough and to have enough income that you can have a freestyle life. And that's my overarching message. And I want all of us to have that so that we can fly to South Florida when we want to and do anything that we want to do whenever we want to do it. So that's my message, is that whole freestyle living. So Sherry just put a comment in. She said, I wanted to ask you, Ruth, my speech this AM on Clubhouse.
I thought it was good. I thought what you said was good. I thought you fit right in with the rest of the group, and you gave your message on, you know, you kind of, you gave us enough that we knew where, what your message was about.
Okay.
And it goes right into making sure you have clarity on your overarching message. And Sherry, that was wonderful, because you gave definitely that overview of what your overarching message was all about. And I agree with Ruth, it fit in perfectly.
I've been really looking at my message, and I haven't felt like I can tell the story using the five words that were filling the crown. And I kept going back to my message is awareness, it's empathy, it's belonging, it's perspective. And then this word greatness hit me. Mm-hmm. And so I am really looking at revamping it and building my story around that reverse engineering. So Debbie, you missed it this morning. Greatness begins with perspective. Perspective begins with belonging. Belonging begins with empathy. Empathy begins with awareness. Without awareness, what word is that? Greatness cannot open the potential for success. I encourage my students to raise their scepter, in our case, it's a pencil, to open their minds to let greatness in. They are worthy of learning. Writing does not need them to stop. This is the pillar of my crown framework.
Okay, so what clubhouse were you on for that?
We were in Wendy's room this morning.
Oh, at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, Wendy has a room at 8. Okay. Yeah,
okay. So I'll have to go back and listen to the replay.
Yeah.
That was cool, Sherry.
The only thing, Sherry, that I would say, and this is me, when you were talking this morning, I especially liked your phrase about how hard it is to lift the pencil because of the fear. That one stuck with me.
I'll have to go back and listen to it, because I was like, what did I say there?
Yeah, it was very good.
Yes, and it was.
And then the other thing that I would say, especially, well, you shared it on Clubhouse, but you shared it here too. I got lost. You gave me too many steps, you know, as far as taking me from greatness, you know, up to greatness. So if you can somehow shorten that or repeat it or something, because I would be able to get maybe two or three of those steps to tell you back.
Yeah. Well, what I plan on doing is those are the five pillars. And mm-hmm. then what I want to do in my presentation is explain each one of the pillars. So I'm sharing it at the beginning, reinforcing it as my five points, and then repeating it at the end.
And that's good for a presentation, but, you know, like for a short little thing, you know, you might just want to zero in on one or two or three at the most, because I'd be more likely to remember it.
Okay.
Sherry, can you use your same acronym and somehow rephrase your sentences to go with your crown acronym?
I have to think on that one. I actually have a 4-hour session with somebody locally who does journaling. She's an English major. So this is my focus on Wednesday, is to work on that.
Because if you could somehow keep your acronym of the crown, you know, and spell out the crown on your five points, see, that would help folks follow. They would know where you are in that process, because you're spelling out that word. But you would then have to go back to all of your pillars and see how you could weave what you say to that letter.
Mm-hmm.
Could you put the word inside the crown of, in each point of the crown? Could you put the word going, like,
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
And Sherry, I think you're great for a presentation, especially where you can have more, we can see your fingers. And I think, you know, you can have some type of visual aid. I think you're right on track. Mm-hmm. I really do. You know, you may want to have a short little sentence or story that goes with each one. I'm just thinking that when, you know, we're just listening and it's a very short thing, that my retention isn't getting all of them.
Well, and again, I didn't retain everything she said, but I got the gist of her overall message.
Right.
Yeah, I got the feeling of the overall message. So it left me feeling really good about her message. You know, it left me feeling like she was very heart-centered and that this was her passion and that this was her message. And I got that feeling. I probably couldn't recite back the five pillars, but I got the overall feeling of what she was saying.
But keep that story about, I don't even know if I can lift my pencil because writing is so difficult.
I can't wait to go back and re-listen to this.
Because that stuck with me. I will probably remember that for a long time.
Okay.
And
I would say, Debbie, I was about 47 minutes into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then
I don't know if you can fast forward those or not.
I don't know either.
No, you can. You can. Yeah. You can move it over.
Okay. Typically you can.
Sherry?
Yes, ma'am.
And so if, you know, that story that really touched my heart, then take it a step further and say, this is how I help them to lift that pencil.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that.
I never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Well, when you can bring emotion into anything that you're talking about, when you can make it emotional, that's when it sticks with people.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you can make it an emotional connection, you've made a deeper connection.
Right. So I am trying to reach out to some people in Florida now, as of today. So I was actually working on an email. So they'll be able to see this. You guys can at the moment, unless Kathy gives me permission to share, then I can do it.
Oh,
what do you, Kelly Ripa and Mel Robbins, have in common? If you have a student with legible handwriting or has difficulty typing their schoolwork, you have something in common with these famous women. They have a son with dysgraphia. Other symptoms include hand pain, weird spelling, funny looking sentences, and difficulty creating written paragraphs. Reading ability does not correlate with writing ability. Some students with dysgraphia can read way above grade level. Before they begin resenting school, learn more about dysgraphia, because greatness begins with perspective. Perspective begins with belonging. Belonging begins with empathy. Empathy begins with awareness. Without awareness, greatness cannot open the potential for success. I encourage my students to raise their scepter, open their minds, and let greatness in. They are worthy of learning. Writing does not need to stop them. Again, that's awareness, empathy, belonging, perspective, and greatness. These are the pillars of the Crown Framework. If you are interested in taking the mask off dysgraphia and help your students raise the scepter to greatness, sign up for the dysgraphia webinar today.
I'm there.
I finally did it. I have been working on this for 3 years.
It's awesome.
Sherry, your hard work does not go unnoticed, let me say.
Go ahead, Ruth. She has such a wisdom about her, that Miss Ruth.
The only thing that I would think about doing is, like you said, are you ready to take the mask off? can you change that sentence just a little bit and say, if you're ready to take the mask off, I'm here to help you. Okay. That may not be quite right, but to me, you're just saying, are you ready to take the mask off?
And so that's implying that they've got all this power within them that, yes, I'm ready, and they may not be ready.
Well, it's not that, but it's, you know, and then you said something about look into the crown framework type thing. But you kind of took yourself out of that picture. That's where I'm going. Get yourself back into that picture that I'm your guru that will help you. If you're ready to take the mask off and you're ready to make a change in your student's life or your student's life, because I think you're talking to teachers, then let me walk beside you. And then bring in your crown framework and all that stuff, because that's your proven method.
Ruth, that's powerful of her putting herself back in the equation there and not make, and making that Sherry is in the mix, not just her program.
Ruth, and also,
could you, instead of using take, could you say remove?
Yeah. I mean, if you're ready to remove the mask.
Okay.
And okay. This is something else. I'm going kind of a different direction with you guys. But Sherry, if you've had, you know, if there's stories that you're free to share, and I know that you may not be, or you can make up stories, but have, you know, enough truth to them that they're not made up, and show how you've taken a student and taught them how to lift that scepter and start writing. What are some
skills? I was trying to do a very quick email for my first one, and then I was going to reinforce with a story for the second one.
Yeah, that's oh, by the way, I thought when you had, when I just, you know, of course we've known each other, I don't know how many years now, but it was in the back of my mind, my nephew, I thought he had dysgraphia, and I looked and found his paperwork, and yes, he does. Now he is in his 30s now. So he's totally out of school and all of that type stuff. And yes.
How is he doing now?
That's another whole ball game.
That's another whole conversation, right?
Yeah. No, it's, I can give you the nutshell version. His brother, his only brother, has a muscular dystrophy. And so he is a caregiver for his brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wow. Writing is not something that he is worried about at this point. He's worried about caregiving.
Right. Right.
Well, this has been a wonderful call, and we've talked of everything from blogging to our overarching messages to doing our first trip to South Florida. I love it. I love it. So I want to add trips, you know, celebration trips. And so I may take this opportunity to use the South Florida weekend as a celebration trip.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. And we're going to be celebrating Ruth. And Ruth, is this your first time on stage?
As a keynote, yes. Or as a main, you know, more than.
As a main speaker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now I have done workshops and things like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's all good. It's all coming together and it's all good.
I love it. So we're going to all go and celebrate Ruth and her first keynote. So I love it. I love it.
And you know, yesterday when we were at Sally's wedding, a lot of us didn't know the other person was going to be there, but there were six of us that were from the Canal Winchester chamber. And it was like, oh my God, we're all here together. And we haven't been together in such a long time. And we
a couple of years. Yeah, a couple of years it's been, yeah. Yes.
Yes. And of course, Sally is part of that group too, but she was the main person in the wedding. It was like awesome. And now here we are celebrating Ruth in June, and I think We just got to keep rolling this along.
That's right. That's right.
So what I want to do that also the here, Kathy, is to think about it is there a location in Canal Winchester that I could make a trip to your area, have a workshop with a bunch of teachers in your area, and then turn around and come. So that is what I want to start doing. If I'm going to a location, I'm willing to do a 1 hour for free and or a whole day event, but that's when they have to pay for. But I'm also now thinking, you know, one of the reasons I started doing this is I wanted to get out there and travel more. So, and I want to also take time to see that area when I'm there. So that before we make the actual booking at the Airbnb, I want to make sure I'm planning enough time so that I can follow that part of my mission. And that was to travel, but not just travel to speak, but travel to see the location as well.
Well, you can contact schools all around. You can find them probably faster than I can. And just know that you can stay here. And this would also be a great opportunity for us to make that weekend a celebration weekend for anyone that wanted to, to connect that's in this area. And now, we can actually do I want to move the celebration around. And of course, I'm all about the travel as well. And so is Sally. So we can, you know, Ruth will come to you at some point.
And what state is that? Missouri?
It's Kansas, but it's close to Missouri. We're on the Missouri side of Kansas.
Well, while we're over in Kansas, we'll just have to take another step over to Arkansas, right? Isn't that right next door? Or not?
Arkansas, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Our son and daughter live in Arkansas. We probably should stop the recording. We're getting off track here.
No, you know what? It's all about freestyle living, and that's what we're about. Yep.
So what I'm thinking is we ought to invade the Daphne B. Smith.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, that's where she actually lives in the same town that my son and daughter-in-law do, Bentonville. We can get to Bentonville in about 4 hours.
4 hours.
From your house.
Okay. From my house. It's about three from Kansas City, where you guys would be flying into Kansas City. So it's about 3 hours down there.
Hey, Kathy, that event place we were at yesterday would be a great place to hold things.
Yes.
I was impressed with it.
I was too. I had never been there before. Yeah. Sally had her wedding at a microbrewery. It was the coolest event center that it's probably one of my favorite wedding venues that I've been to. And of course, you know, she was beautiful and the family, I know the whole family. And so it was just a nice event.
I wonder how teachers would think about that.
Was that food truck the food we ate?
No, she had the food catered. The food truck was for downstairs for the bar.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sherry, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I wonder what teachers would think about that, going to a winery or a microbrewery to have a meeting like that.
You know what?
They probably would love it.
Yes. And I don't think it's an issue because folks that don't drink, of course, you know, you can always get a soda or whatever. There were a lot of folks in the event of the wedding that didn't drink and they had wine. They had different beers because they're a microbrewery. But then, of course, they had all the sodas and tea and all that. So it's just they present themselves as an event center, which a lot of them do because, you know, they're trying to be seen. They're trying to get people to know they're there.
Do you know how much it cost her to rent the place? Was it a lot or not much?
I didn't even ask her that, so I don't know.
We'll have to ask her another day.
Yeah. So it was really cool. They had the chairs set up for us for the ceremony, and the tables were around, and then they moved the tables and took the chairs that we were sitting in and put them around the tables, and the tables sat 8 people. So it was very, very roomy, very roomy. And they had an elevator to use to go upstairs or up to her room.
I'm going to say bye.
Yes, we're going to sign off.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being on today. Thank you so much. If you have any questions or you are trying to link inside your blog post and you need some help, let me know. I can help you with that. Just give me a text or something and I'll jump on with you and help you get it linked. So start customizing those blogs as you blog, start putting your links in there and get folks coming back to get to know, like, and trust you and connect with you and create your free offer. That's what we're going to go into in April. We're going to talk about writing and publishing and getting that blog post out there on a regular basis. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.